It is impossible to overlook a personnel at this star like Dorothy Dandridge, and therefore at this time she'll say a word of greetings and make a presentation. Dorothy Dandridge.
Thank you very much. There have been so many wonderful speakers here this afternoon that I feel just a little bit inadequate in making my little speech. But I must say I have never spoken for such a worthy cause before such a large audience. I'm not a speaker, but I have to say what I have worked on that I must say. As you remember, it was a long time ago, and it really wasn't very long ago, that it was considered dangerous for the people in show business to endorse anything more controversial than toothpaste. I don't know how dangerous it is today, but I do know that more and more of us are glad for the opportunity to stand up and be counted. We as actors and actresses should take part in the most important drama that this country has seen. And again, the name of the drama is Freedom. A drama that every American should take part in, and one of our leading men is Reverend Martin Luther King. And with this theme should be Free in 1963. I just thought I should throw that in, right? I have a wonderful contribution here that's from the County of Los Angeles. It's a Board of Supervisors of the County of Los Angeles officially welcomes the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a distinguished American whose brilliant leadership in the field of human rights, as expressed in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States of America, is recognized with honor in every city, every county, and every state in the Union. May 26, 1963, endorsed by Warren Dorn, Frank G. Benelli, Kenneth Hine, Ernest E. Debs, and Burton E. Chance. Dr. King.
Beautiful speech.